Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, July 17th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they're also both expected to discuss their commitment to the Good Friday Agreement and further reconciliation in Northern Ireland.
Taoiseach travels to Chequers to meet British Prime Minister, and Donald Trump's former rivals come out in support of him. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach will meet with the British Prime Minister at Chequers in England today. They're set to discuss the reset in Anglo-Irish relations and the situations in Gaza and Ukraine. News Talk's Stephanie Rowan reports.
The Taoiseach spoke with the new British Prime Minister shortly after he was elected, where they agreed there was an opportunity to reset and strengthen relations between Ireland and the UK. This will now be further discussed when they meet over dinner at Chequers later. Simon Harris says the fact that Keir Starmer has asked to meet him at Chequers is a strong signal of the value he attaches to the friendship and closeness of the two countries. The relationship between the EU and the UK will also be discussed, along with the situations in Gaza and Ukraine. They're also both expected to discuss their commitment to the Good Friday Agreement and further reconciliation in Northern Ireland.
Gardaí were deployed again last night to contain 200 protesters who gathered outside the now barricaded former Crown Paints factory earmarked for asylum seeker accommodation in North Dublin. A number of incidents were reported and the Malahide Road was closed to traffic. However, Gardaí say there were no injuries and no arrests. ANTHU leader Padraig Tobin says the violent scenes of recent days are reflective of a wider problem with public order policing. The Meath West TD says there's no specific unit dedicated to the management of riots like those witnessed this week in Coolock.
I'm speaking to the Gardaí and they're telling me that they're getting information to join the public order policing unit through their WhatsApp messages, and they're saying that there's no dedicated public order unit within the Gardaí. There's major problems with the Gardaí which are, you know, affecting right through society at the moment, never mind this particular issue here.
The Taoiseach says he doesn't know when houses will be more affordable in Ireland. Stamp duty on houses and inheritance tax rate changes are being considered in this year's budget, according to senior ministers. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the government understands there's a job ahead.
But there is a real affordability challenge for many people by putting in an unprecedented level of interventions. I mean, you wouldn't, if you believed housing was affordable for people and there wasn't an affordability challenge, you wouldn't be investing in Help to Buy in the First Home Scheme and the likes. When we'll see things begin to level out a bit is always hard to predict precisely, but I do think based on what we see from the SRI report, the Housing Commission, our own data and intelligence, I think we have quite a way to go in terms of pent-up demand.
Donald Trump's former Republican rivals have offered him their backing in a display of unity at the party's convention. Nikki Haley, who once described the former president as unhinged, told voters he has her strong endorsement. It comes 3 days after he survived an assassination attempt. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has been campaigning in Texas, promising to ban assault rifles.
The AR-15 was used in the shooting of Donald Trump. Just as it was an assault weapon that killed so many others, including children. It's time to outlaw them. I did it once and I will do it again.
The Taoiseach has cancelled a planned engagement in Kenya after the discovery of the mutilated bodies of 9 women in the area he was due to visit. The bodies were found in a quarry in the Mukuru township close to the Kenyan capital Nairobi, while a man suspected to be a serial killer was arrested. Irish Aid funds a medical clinic in the area, which the Taoiseach had been due to visit this morning. However, Micheál Martin says that won't now be happening due to security concerns.
We fund and support that project, which provides extraordinary supports to women and young girls in particular in terms of their health. So that such an atrocity, multiple atrocities could have occurred close to that, I think is quite shocking.
In entertainment news, a US country singer has apologised and admitted she was drunk while she performed an off-key version of the US national anthem. Ingrid Andress's rendition at a baseball game drew gasps from the crowd as some players tried not to laugh.
The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that I fled.
The the four-time Grammy winner, says she's checking herself into a rehab facility, adding she'll let fans know how it goes. And in sport, in soccer, Republic of Ireland boss Eileen Gleeson says last night's 3-1 win over France shows the progress made throughout the Euro qualifying campaign. Julianne Russell scored one and set up another for home favourite Denise O'Sullivan as Ireland romped home at Páirc Uí. Crucially, the win means Ireland will be seeded for Friday's playoff draw, where Montenegro, Luxembourg, North Macedonia, Belarus, Slovenia, Romania, Albania and Greece are all potential opponents. Eileen Gleeson says she's happy with how her side improved throughout their Euro campaign.
I think as the campaign has gone on, for, you know, started with France, ended with France, we were 5-4-1 deep, absorbing a lot of pressure in the first game against France, working really well without the ball, and we tried to, you know, move up the pitch, and we saw that against Sweden at home. England last week, we had much better phases in possession, created more chances, better in transition, and tonight we finished them off. So I think, you know, it's a good progression and we want to keep that moving forward.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.